This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 17th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Colorado River deadline passes. New PAGA rules gain WGA backing. Anti-China dumping bill returns. And RFK's next target. Well, as Colorado River deadline passes, leaders urge more talks. Western governors and key California water agencies are calling for continued negotiations after the seven basin states missed a federal deadline that to reach an agreement on new operating rules for the Colorado River ahead of the current guidelines expiring. Governors Gavin Newsom, Katie Hobbs of Arizona, and Joe Lombardo of Nevada stress the lower basin states' continued commitment to negotiations and highlighted conservation proposals they have already put forward. The governor said Arizona has offered to reduce its use by 27%, California by 10%, Nevada by nearly 17%, while calling for shared responsibility across all seven states to stabilize the river system. J.B. Hamby, chair of the Colorado River Board of California, echoed that message, emphasizing that California agencies remain engaged in talks and committed to voluntary conservation as negotiations continue with federal officials and upper basin states. The Imperial Irrigation District, the single largest user of California river water, also underscored its role in past conservation efforts and reiterated support for a collaborative basin-wide agreement that protects agriculture communities dependent on the river. Federal agencies are weighing potential contingency actions if the states fail to reach consensus on a long-term framework to manage ongoing drought and declining reservoir levels. The Bureau of Reclamation said it can't delay action toward finalizing operation guidelines for Colorado River reservoirs by October 1, calling the deadline, quote, essential to ensure certainty and stability for the Colorado River system beyond 2026. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum also said that, quote, negotiation efforts have been productive and that the agency believes a fair compromise with shared responsibility remains within reach. A coalition of employer groups is praising newly finalized regulations implementing changes to California's Private Attorneys General Act, saying the rules include long-sought guardrails on litigation while preserving worker protections. The coalition, which includes the California Chamber of Commerce and Western Growers, said the regulations clarify requirements for filing PAGA notices and strengthen standards aimed at discouraging vague or repetitive claims. They highlighted provisions intended to flag high-frequency flyers and encourage more specific descriptions of alleged violations before cases move forward. Employer advocates argue the changes should reduce legal uncertainty and limit what they characterize as abusive or boilerplate filings while still allowing legitimate labor violations to be pursued. The coalition said the rulemaking process reflected extensive feedback from both businesses and labor stakeholders. They also emphasized the potential economic impact, noting that clear enforcement standards could help employers better plan for compliance and manage risk. The groups call the regulations an important step toward improving the balance between protecting workers and ensuring a more predictable legal environment for California employers as courts begin applying the updated framework. Representative David Valadeo of Hanford and Jimmy Panetta of Carmel Valley have reintroduced the bipartisan China Trade Cheating Restitution Act, seeking direct, long-collected trade penalty funds to U.S. producers hurt by unfair Chinese imports. The legislation would require U.S. Customs and Border Protection to distribute unclaimed anti-dumping and countervailing duties, along with accumulated interest, to domestic producers that were injured by illegal dumping. Supporters say many agricultural sectors, including garlic, honey, and crawfish, have not received the full restitution they were owed under earlier trade enforcement programs. The lawmakers argue the bill is needed to close gaps in current law that have left millions of dollars in collected duties sitting undistributed for years. The measure would amend trade statutes to ensure the remaining funds are paid out to affected industries. Backers say it would provide overdue financial relief to specialty crop producers who faced steep losses from unfairly priced imports. Corn sweetener and other food ingredients are coming under scrutiny in the Trump administration. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in an interview for CBS News 60 Minutes that the Food and Drug Administration would be acting on a petition filed by former FDA Commissioner David Kessler. Kennedy said the questions that he's asking are questions that FDA should have been asking a long, long time ago. Kessler's petition, filed last August, alleges that refined carbohydrates, quote, put people at risk for increased caloric intake, weight gain, fat accumulation in the liver, pancreas, skeletal muscle, and heart, and metabolic abnormalities. By the way, John Bodie, the president of CEO of the Corn Refiners Association, said in a statement, "We are confident that fact-based evaluation of the science will support the continued use of the ingredients provided by U.S. corn refiners and the nearly 10,000 hardworking Americans they employ." Ask about reports that the administration is considering rolling back some steel and aluminum tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Friday did not rule out future adjustments. The Financial Times reported last week that officials are considering narrowing the tariffs and dropping duties on some of the hundreds of manufactured products currently covered. Top White House trade advisor Peter Navarro dismissed the reporting as fake news, but Bessent on CNBC suggested the administration is open to the idea. Former National Corn Growers Association President Pam Johnson tells AgriPulse that the steel and aluminum duties are weighing heavily on producers, particularly as they recover from recent weather events. Johnson said, quote, when producers have to go replace or repair those buildings that have been damaged by all these historical storms, the price is astronomical. Last year, when Johnson was erecting a new grain bin, she said she made sure to stipulate that once agreed, the price would not change if tariff hikes followed. Here's today's final word. Seeing folks willing to make the drive on a Monday night to Modesto to support Jim was pretty powerful. That's Stanislaus GOP chair Joel Campos sharing his surprise with the Modesto Bee that his party has not endorsed Assembly Republican leader Keith Flora of Ripon for re-election, selecting instead underdog challenger Jim Shoemaker. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 17th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.